As President Clinton campaigned in Pennsylvania and Ohio today, his party tried to stave off some self-inflicted damage. The Democratic National Committee this evening released a contributions and spending report for the first half of October, but only after GOP Chairman Haley Barbour said he would seek an injunction to force the disclosure. On another front, lawyers from a conservative watchdog group began questioning former DNC fundraiser John Hwang, who was under a judge's order to comply. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
1 week out from Election Day, the White House is trying to put as much daylight as possible between President Clinton and the Democratic National Committee, which was scrambling to comply with the law on campaign finance disclosures. The last pre-election report from the DNC was due at the Federal Election Commission last Thursday, but DNC lawyers had found a legal loophole that they said meant the DNC could ignore the deadline and skip filing until after Election Day. Republican National Chairman Haley Barbour could hardly have had a bigger target.
These are very bright people. This is the most political White House in history. And they're very sophisticated, bright people, and they know that when they refuse to file the legally required report, they know the kind of reaction that's coming. They know this political firestorm's coming, and the only conclusion one can reach is that there must be something in this information that they consider more damaging to the Democratic Party, more damaging to Bill Clinton, than to be sitting here and trying to get away with breaking the law.
Even as Barbour was saying the GOP would ask a federal court to freeze all DNC assets, that is, keep the DNC from spending any money, the DNC was scrambling to put the report together. When it was released in rough form tonight, it documented massive contributions from unions, Indian tribes, and Hollywood. And it showed the party putting hundreds of thousands of dollars into congressional races. In 2 weeks, the DNC committed at least $250,000 in each of five states, four with key battles for the House and Senate. Campaign reform advocates said the late, hasty disclosure wasn't good enough. Joan Claybrook, president of Public Citizen, sent the White House a letter telling President Clinton the problem is his responsibility.
The coordination between the White House and the DNC is pretty close. And while I do think that the DNC should, you know, answer the particulars, in general, the issue is one that's right squarely on the president's desk.
Another issue getting closer to the White House involves John Hwang, the former U.S. executive of the Indonesian conglomerate the Lippo Group, former trade official at the Commerce Department, and most recently the former DNC fundraiser who brought in thousands of dollars in questionable contributions from the Pacific Rim.
Mr. Hwang, would you please state your name?
My name's John Hwang. The last name's H-U-A-N-G.
Are you here pursuant to a notice of deposition, Dukas Tecum?
I came as a volunteer.
Hwang was under a judge's order to give a deposition today in a lawsuit by Judicial Watch, a watchdog group that alleges the Commerce Department gave favors to big Democratic contributors. Hwang had tried to avoid the deposition until after Election Day. And today, after the videotaped deposition began, his lawyer slowed things down with a motion, an unsuccessful motion, to withhold the video from reporters. The lawyer, John Keeney, couldn't be reached for comment. The lawyer for Judicial Watch, Larry Klayman, called it a charade.
They obviously are trying to push back dissemination of this tape as long as possible during the day, much like they've tried to push back these issues until after the election.
Hwang was at the Commerce Department under the late Ron Brown, who had been Democratic National Chairman during the first Clinton campaign. At the DNC, Brown had built a powerful fundraising machine, and GOP Chairman Haley Barbour alleged the Commerce Department served the Democratic Party as well.
Using a department of the United States government like the Commerce Department and having an organized operation within it to solicit foreign contributions or any other contributions for the president's campaign or his party is already against the law.
But at least some of it is Washington business as usual. In 1988, Robert Mosbacher assembled the RNC's Team 100, $100,000 donors to help the Bush-Quayle campaign. In 1989, President Bush appointed Mosbacher Commerce Secretary, and Team 100 members traveled on trade missions. Barbour dismissed the comparison.
It's as different as daylight and dark. I mean, the stuff that is reported in the press done in this administration, when I was political director of the White House under Reagan, I'd have been fired for, and rightly.
The Hwang deposition is expected to continue tomorrow. I'm Peter Overby in Washington.